Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name and pray for your will to be done in our lives and in this world, for your way to rule here on earth as it does in heaven. Thank you, Lord God, that you are in control of all things. Amen. I had a dream early this morning. One of my brothers in the community and I were setting a table and preparing a meal for dinner outside near a beautiful backdrop of aspen and pine trees. You could see that my brother was reticent and unsure as to whether or not we should be having dinner with our anticipated guests. Suddenly, my very good friend Brenda showed up, and with her were the parents of my brother. I sat between his mother and my friend, and brother sat next to his father. We had such a good time. Everyone was smiling, laughing, and enjoying the meal and each other's company. There was such a sense of love and peace that fell over everyone at the table. Just then, I looked in the center of the table and saw a single, lovely white lily, and next to it was an olive branch. And then I woke up. Last night at the rosary, I saw the whole room filled with lilies. It was so breathtaking, and the aroma, no doubt, was heaven sent. You could feel the purity permeating throughout the room, and that a spiritual transformation was clearly taking place. I believe that is what the lily represented in the dream as well, and as we all know, the olive branch was definitely a sign of peace. We have been praying as a community for this brother and his family, for the Lord to move upon their hearts and to reconcile them to his heart. The Lord began, "Even though you do not see prayers being answered with your natural eyes, much is taking place in the spiritual realm. And yes, Elizabeth, there is a healing and restoration starting to take place within David and his family. You see, I work on my servants' hearts first, those who are rooted more deeply into my vine and have an intimate relationship with me. An inroad has been made here, but do not slack off of your prayers, as they are very much needed to repair the breach." I am reminded of the words in Isaiah chapter 58. "Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in." This led to a memory I thought was long buried, along with other not-so-pleasant experiences in my life. My father and I were both realtors back in the mid-80s. He and I shared a desk in an active Century 21 real estate office with many, many agents. I was sitting at our desk, and Dad comes along and says, "Honey, this is your lucky day. Here in my hand is the contact information of your next listing." I said, "I don't understand. Why don't you follow up on this prospect yourself if it's so great?" He replied, "Well, I know this man. He's got a bad temper, and to get his business, it's going to require a feminine touch." I wasn't buying it, so I asked, "What's the catch?" Dad then proceeded to drop the man's name and phone number he had written on a small piece of paper into my hands. I looked at the paper, and his phone number ended in 666. Oh, I laughed so hard I was howling. Dad started laughing along with others around us, and soon the whole office was engulfed in what was so funny. After I collected myself, like any good realtor, not wanting to lose a potential commission, I did the sign of the cross over the piece of paper, over the phone, asked for backup prayer, and then called the prospect. Up to that point in my career, Ron was by far my most challenging client. We managed to slug through the next several months together and ended up closing over 4 transactions. I couldn't get over how angry and contentious he was all the time. It was very wearing on everyone. Over the years, we prayed for him, hoping he would find peace and joy in this life, that the Lord would heal him of the brokenness and repair the damage. And this morning, I felt that Ron, who I hadn't thought about in decades, was now experiencing peace at last. Jesus continued, I am calling all of my people to be repairers of the breach, not only in the restoring of the disheveled state of my church, but also in yours and others' relationship with me. You have all transgressed from my laws and have estranged yourselves from me at one time or another, when the opposite must occur. When you have broken from my commands, you need to run to and avail yourselves to me. This is how you will be able to stand firm when the storms hit. My repairers are the ones who restore the right way, who have control over themselves, their actions, and words, because of their deep and personal relationship with me. You may feel like you have no influence or control over what others do, but you will be able to exercise and be an example of the gifts I have given you in the presence of others, if you continue to practice self-control and self-denial. This practice adds a brick, and then another brick, and another, to the breach in the wall, and it starts to close, because your relationship with me is mending and being repaired. My dear ones, you must all strive to stand up to the enemies of my ways, and be willing to challenge wrongdoing. This particular wall is not one of brick and stone, but a spiritual wall anchored by God, designed to keep spiritual evil out. If you fail to protect this wall, it will crumble, and the forces of darkness will pour in and try to take over. Erect flaming swords of the Spirit at your gates and all entrances to protect my church where peace dwells and righteousness flourishes. And that was the end of his message. I was thinking, Lord, please continue. Tell us more about this wall, when Blessed Mother began speaking, right where Jesus left off. My children, God supplies the spiritual wall to those who seek his way, his provision, and his will. The work of rebuilding our personal wall is the effort we put into seeking a strong relationship with him, and he then provides the defenses for us. God becomes your wall. He puts a wall around his people to keep Satan at bay. Those who reject my son or neglect a relationship with him break down the wall and will be bitten by the serpent. At times, he allows you to be delivered to Satan for the destruction of your flesh in the hope you will repent. Restoration of the wall comes through sincere and complete repentance. If you are lacking God, then you will crumble at the smallest enemy strike. My children, you all must be totally committed to restoring any neglect or offense in your relationship with Jesus. Restoring God's presence as the wall is your greatest protection in these end times.